Poetry is not an expression of the party line. It's that time of night, lying in bed, thinking what you really think, making the private world public. That's what the poet does. Allen Ginsberg. Hey guys, what's up? And welcome back to another coffee talk. For today, I figured we could do something a little bit different. I've been trying to kind of get creative with the ways that I want to take the coffee talk podcasts, and just in general, when we sit down and chat over a cup of coffee. Hopefully you have one. I've had two, and I'm also trying this thing where I actually only have one caffeinated one a day. So I don't have a coffee with me right now, but hopefully you do. And today we're going to be talking poetry. So something that I'm kind of trying to do, whether you watch like my other videos or not, or anything else on any of my other platforms. I'm gonna try and talk over the drooling, by the way, that just began as soon as I sat down to film. So I've been basically trying to theme my weeks. So each week that I release content, I kind of want all my content to fit together. So this week I figured I would theme everything off poetry because I'm actually releasing my poetry book, or my poem book. I don't really know the proper terminology, but either way, I'm releasing a book of poems this week. So I thought it would be really fun to ask you guys to send in your problems on Instagram, and I could, like, right off the cuff, we could just make poems up right here now while you sip coffee and I don't, and we chill. That's kind of the plan. So I kind of have a method to my madness when it comes to writing poetry, and it can be different for different times and like different themes, but I figured the best way to go about this one was to have a notepad and pen so that I could write down as we go, because I want to make sure that it actually flows, and that way you can either take the poems with you, or if you were one of the people that wrote in, then this poem is specifically for you and you can, you know, write it down and keep it somewhere if you feel like it. So I definitely thought, I'm not gonna lie, when I asked you guys to send in problems, I thought that we were gonna get some funny problems. Like, I thought there was gonna be, like, I don't know, some like curveballs thrown my way that we could try and, I don't know why, I just figured that we were gonna be writing light poetry today. But based on what most of you guys actually wrote in, a lot of the problems are pretty deep rooted. So I feel like we're actually gonna get super deep today, which is cool because I love getting super, you know, mushy and deep. So it's gonna be a good challenge. The way that I've decided I'm also gonna do this, just to give you guys a bit more context as to how I've formulated this idea in my mind. So I'm gonna take the problems that are written in, and I wanna try and use at least like 1 to 3, hopefully 2 or 3, but if the problems are like written really short, then 1 to 3 words from the actual problem that's been written in. That way I'm still using your guys's kind of terminology. I don't know. I figured that would be the easiest way to kind of keep this all a little bit more organized so that we don't float too far away into the realm of, I don't even know what I'm trying to say anymore. Let's just jump right in. We have someone that wrote in, loving someone who lives far away from you and being too scared to tell them. So I'm going to go ahead and write down lives far away and loving someone. Ooh, this is harder than I thought it was going to be. Okay. Loving someone that lives far away and you're scared to tell them. Okay. My love stretches the distance. Okay, but they're far, so we want to make sure that we're like really emphasizing that this distance is a big distance. My love stretches the distance between, this is harder than I thought it was gonna be, shoot. Okay, my love stretches the distance between you and me. Let's just leave it like that. Let's not make it too complicated. Words that I'm scared to tell you. Words that I fear to tell you. Yeah, that sounds better. Stretch the miles between, fill the space. Did we already say space? Nope, fills the space in between. There we go. First poem is done. Okay, so the first problem that we got was loving somebody that lives far away and being too afraid to tell them. The poem that we got out of it says, my love stretches the distance between you and me. Words that I fear to tell you fill the space in between. Mic drop. Okay, next poem. Okay, so we have someone that wrote in, I feel like I'm having a spiritual awakening and I'm feeling ready to accomplish my goals. That's a powerful, it's not really like, I wouldn't say that's like a, that's powerful. Okay, so I don't know why, but I get like a raising or coming out of hibernation feel from that, because if you're having like a spiritual awakening, it's like your spirit is like a bear and the bear is like yawning as it exits the cave, and he's like ready. I don't even know what bears do, but he's ready to do whatever bears do. So let's use hibernation for this one. So okay, obviously when you're done hibernating, you wake up. So my rested spirit rises. My rested spirit awakens. My awake from my slumber. My spirit awaits. I stretch to the new season. That's too many syllables. I stretch the new season. I guess that kind of works. I stretch the new season. New season. Stretches from a long hibernate. No, hibernate's not gonna work, okay? Let hibernate go. Gates, lates, baits, mates, fates. I feel like we used fate in the last one. No, we didn't. Fates, okay. I wake from my slumber, my spirit awaits, the new season stretches. I'm chasing my fate. I now chase my fate because ready to accomplish goals now. It's like you felt like you were spiritually awakening, and now that you're awake, you're ready to just accomplish your goals. So I now chase my fate. Okay, are we ready for this one? The problem, or like the scenario, was having a spiritual awakening, and that has caused this person to feel ready to accomplish their goals. The poem we got out of it is, I wake from my slumber, my spirit awaits, the new season stretches, I now chase my fate. Let's take S out of awaits. I wake from my slumber, my spirit await. The new season stretches, I now chase my fate. Whew, done. Next. Ooh, okay, so we have someone that wrote it into two sections, but it's kind of filtered into the same problem. The problem was, my parents separated a year ago, and they live far away from each other, and I now have to choose between them often. Things like where I want to live and to celebrate Christmas. So about a year ago, their parents split. Constantly feeling you have to choose between both of them. Oh, and they live far away. They have a lot of distance going on today. My parents split up as well. So I remember, like, life before your parents split up and life after your parents split up is so completely different, because it's hard to imagine the feeling unless you've experienced it. And I feel like for me, when my parents were together, I always used to wonder like what that would be like. And I remember thinking that like my parents just wouldn't split up. And then when it did happen, you're just kind of like it's a hard feeling to explain, and especially if it was only a year ago. I really sympathize with you. I hope that, you know, it's not draining you too much, because it's a lot, especially when, I don't know the scenario behind this one, but it's a lot when there's like a lot of things going on above you that you don't really have control over. So that would be a lot, and then having them living far apart from each other would be a whole other thing. So that makes me really sad. Let's just put it into I'll filter that energy into the poem, okay? A year ago. I feel like we're gonna emphasize that part, because I feel like it's like, it's the first year, and that's like all of the firsts, the first Christmas. Like, where do you want it? Like, it's the big, like the dust is settling. Yes, we're gonna use that. On a split I didn't choose, on a split I didn't make. Dust settles on two sides of the gate. Now I'm filled with choices I didn't want to make. Each day the dust settles on two sides of the gate. Now I'm filled with choices I do not want to make. Such distance between. Where to stay and celebrate. I just have to fill that in. It's either my limbs being pulled in so many ways, or my limbs being pulled, but my love goes both ways. Each day the dust settles, two sides of the gate. Now I'm filled with choices I do not want to make. Such distance between, where to stay, celebrate. My limbs being pulled now, but my love aches both ways. There we go. Okay, so the problem was, a year ago, this person's parents split up, constantly feeling like they have to choose between both of them, and they live far away, specifically on things like Christmas and living. The poem we got out of this is, each day the dust settles, two sides of the gate. Now I'm filled with choices I do not want to make. Such distance between, where to stay or celebrate. My limbs being pulled now, but my love aches both ways. That was a longer one. All right, we're getting into a good flow with these ones. Okay, what else do we got? Oh, holding on to things because they're too painful to forget. That could mean so many things. Holding on, you're gripping. We're gonna use the word grip. I grip tight to the sight of all that remains. Ooh, and we can use pain with remain. Oh, here we go. We're on to something. But no picture brings pain. Dun 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 dun. Pain. The picture ain't pretty, but no picture means pain. I don't want to use ain't. a picture ain't pretty. We need to flow. That's like the hardest part of poetry, is just trying to get the words to fit in a way that flows off the tongue. The picture ain't pretty. We're using ain't. I don't like it. I don't love it, but we're gonna stick with it because otherwise we'd be stuck here all day. But to burn it brings pain. I really wanna emphasize that it's like a choice not to burn it, because to burn off the picture would bring more pain than to look at the picture that isn't that pretty, you know? Like, that's the metaphor I'm trying to like hit home here. It's not coming out right. The picture's not pretty, but no picture means pain. Means or brings pain. Okay. So the problem here was to holding, or just in general, holding onto a thing that is too painful to forget. And with such an open-ended problem, that could literally mean anything. So we're trying to keep the poem a little more open, I guess, in a lot of ways. We're trying to make it more metaphorical, so you could tie this to anything. It says, I grip tight to the sight of all that remains. The picture's not pretty, but no picture leaves pain. Yeah, that works. That works. We're gonna keep it. I like it. Do we like it? We like it enough. Okay, this one's hard. The love of my life went to take care of his own problems and hasn't spoken to me in 6 months. Okay, love of life. That's powerful. 6 months, that's two seasons. That's also half a year. That's a long time. That's hard. Seasons, two seasons fading with no words from you. Two seasons fade. No words from you. How will this play out? Oh, we used out twice though. Can we do that? Let's try it. The love of the life thing. I feel like we gotta like incorporate that, because that's like a powerful thing to say about somebody. So far we have two seasons fade out, no words from you. How will this play out? So much work to do. The love of my life. The bread to my butter. The peanut butter to my jelly. No. There's something better. I can feel it. We're working it out. I feel like poetry sometimes is like a cat coughing up a fur ball. You just gotta like keep like until it just like flows, you know? Okay, I may have gotten it. Okay, we have two more lines. The keeper of my heart, one I just can't lose. Something about how many more seasons do they have to be apart? How many more? Okay, the keeper of my heart, one I just can't lose. The days grow apart. No. The end or the start now? Which way will you choose? The end to end or to start now? No start with no end. True. I feel like no end with no start makes more sense, because it's like, I don't know. The drilling is really getting into my head. Moving on from you. Woo! Did that work? Okay. So the problem was, the love of their life has left them to do their own work, like their own soul work, and they haven't spoken to them in 6 months. The poem we got out of it is, two seasons fade out with no words from you. How will this play out? So much work to do. The keeper of my heart, one I just can't lose. To stay or to start, try to live without you. To stay or to start now, living without you. I'm not committed to these last two lines. To stay or to start moving on without you? Yes, there it is. Two seasons fade out with no words from you. How will this play out? So much work to do. The keeper of my heart, one I just can't lose. To stay or to start moving on without you. Okay, how many poems are we at now? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So let's do 5 more. That was our warm up. Now we need to, let's dive deeper. I wish we could write poems for all of these that would just like fix. I'm about to do that thing again, where it's like, you know the girl from Mean Girls, where she's like, I wish we could all just eat a cake and not have problems. Like, I guess it was kind of my own fault. I asked you guys to send me in problems, and I'm a sensitive soul, so reading all of these, it's touching me somewhere. That sounded wrong. It's getting to me that I just feel like it makes me sad that everybody's got so much on their minds. But okay, such is life. That in itself was a poem. Let's actually just pick one. Seriously, I just need to anchor my focus. Okay. Oh, okay. This problem is loving two boys at once and never knowing who is the right choice. That's a movie. Okay. I'm caught in between. Have we already used that? Because I feel like that's been an opening line. I'm caught in between. Nope. We said the space in between, but that was the last line of another poem. The first line of this poem is going to be caught in between what I want and what I need. Who I want and what I need. Who I know. Who to love. Who will bleed. Can't see straight, need to breathe. No right choice if I leave. So we could end it with believe, because I feel like we need to end this one on a hopeful note, that either way, it's like kind of a win-win situation. Obviously someone's gonna get hurt, but it's like you are torn between two people that you love, and despite not knowing which one might be right, it's like you've got two right options. So believe in that, and like believe in kind of like ending it on the thought of, if you trusted your intuition and like you trust your heart, it'll lead you down the right path. Lead, leave, lead. That works. Tell my heart, take the lead. Whew. sometimes I need to stop every time we discover a line going, whew. The problem was loving two people at once and not knowing which one is the right choice. The poem we got out of that is, I'm caught in between who I want and what I need, who I'll love and who will bleed, can't see straight, need to breathe, no right choice if I leave, tell my heart, take the lead. Boom. Okay. I'm gonna fade out really quickly, let you guys take a little quick break, and then when we get back, let's make four more. I think we said we were gonna do five more, and that was sixth, so we'll do four more. Okay, so now we have to pick another problem, and I found one that is, it's quite layered. I feel like we could get something pretty rich out of this one. So someone wrote in that I'm afraid of a lot. It always prohibits me from doing adventurous things and fun things, and I end up missing out on a lot. So I miss the great show for fear of the race. Won't join in the playing. Building shadows to chase. We're using building in the sense of like you build the shadows in the sense that like, okay, I'm trying to get something out and clearly I'm struggling. That like fear, I'm trying to be careful with this because I don't think that it's like, I'm not trying to minimize that we build our own fear, that like we're choosing to be afraid of things. But fear is a lot of the times just a construct of our minds. Like we almost kind of create fear and that's what stops us, but we don't mean to build the fear, but it's still kind of a construct of our own perspective of something. So that's why it's like building the shadows. Okay. So the problem was having big fear energy, which is prohibiting them from feeling more adventurous and doing more fun things, and they feel like they're missing out on a lot. The poem we got out of it is, I miss the great show for fear of the race, won't join in the playing, building shadows to chase. Made this one shorter. Could have kept going, but didn't. Next problem. Holy moly. Okay, so this person said, changing and growing up and the people that I'm close to not accepting it. So that's a hard struggle. I feel like everybody goes through that phase at some point in their lives. Like it's like who, there's who you were, and then there's like this growth phase, and then there's like who you are after. And we kind of cycle through that through life. But especially during like monumental times, like when you're a teenager or when you're like a young adult, like those like phases where you're kind of like, oh, this, like you're shedding old layers of who you used to be to make way for who you are. And people who really messed with who you used to be might not enjoy or like, I don't know, like might not. It's just, I feel like that's a hard chapter that everybody kind of goes through. So changing and growing, we could definitely use a metaphor for that. Kind of like, let's say a flower. Are flowers overused in poetry? We don't care. Okay, so I planted and seeded and sprout. Something about growing out. Old skin I grow out and rise to my makings. They scream and they shout, things I'm not about. I believe we have this one, but I haven't said it out loud yet, so we're about to find out. The problem was changing and growing up, and then the people around you not accepting that. We've kind of changed this into a flower metaphor. Here we go. Seeded and sprout, old skin I grow out, and rise to my making. They scream and they shout, Seeded and sprout, old skin I grow out, and rise to my making. They scream and they shout, things I'm not about, lost ones in the changing. There it is. I did it again where I said I was gonna stop going whoo, and I went whoo again. Once we're done, we'll read all of them. Oh, okay, let's use this one. We have someone that wrote in saying that I don't say what I actually think because I'm scared that people won't like me and that bothers me. Okay, there's so many ways we could go with this one. I don't know why, you guys will notice this with Dancing with Elephants, I use the word choke a lot. And I think that that's because when I learned a lot about the different chakras, I feel like a main chakra, okay, this is, we're going a little sidestep, but I swear that it relates. One of the chakras that I feel like is kind of my biggest, my like thing that I'm going through in my own life phase right now is like my throat chakra. I keep on getting like a lot of signs that that's kind of like my biggest tackle right now. And the throat chakra, which is, it's specifically supposed to be like just basically the center of your throat, but it's the chakra that's supposed to be aligning for speaking your truth. And it's kind of like, okay, so the way to best describe it is if you guys were ever like a kid and when you were getting in trouble, or even like maybe even more recently when you go to say something that you know is so true, like if you're about to tell somebody you love them or tell somebody something really big and really huge, or when you were younger and like you'd get in trouble and the, like the frog in your throat, or like it feels like there's like a rock in your throat and it kind of feels like a weird hollowy echo pain, it's because a lot of the times it's your throat chakra being activated because you're about to like speak your truth or like emote your honest like your honest feelings. And so the next chakra would be your third eye or your heart, right? So when your throat is in between your third eye and your heart is your soul. That's like what, that's your love, your feelings, your passions. And your third eye is kind of like your doorway to your psyche and like what you believe in and like other like bigger dimensional things, which basically just means that like your third eye is kind of like the all know, the wisdom within kind of. Yeah, that would make more sense. So wisdom and feeling and then truth being in the middle. So when you choke that, it's kind of like you're choking your feelings and your heart, but you're also choking your truth and like what you know to be true upstairs in your third eye chakra. I don't know why we just dove into chakras, but that's why I feel like we should use choking for this one. So I choke on my truth for fear what they'll think. My heart holding back, third eye stuck in blanks. The weight that it brings me, the weight that I carry of all that I am. Pam, why do I want to say, the only thing I can think of that rhymes with am is Pam. I've been watching way too much of The Office. Plan, spam. Can I call a friend? If this was like a game show, we would have that option, right? Okay, Google, I'm calling on you. Words that rhyme with am. Literally one of the easiest words in the English dictionary, and I can't think of one thing. Of my unscripted plan. So the problem that we had was that the person doesn't say what they think because they're scared of what other people are gonna think and that this bothers them. This is the poem we got out of it. I choke on my truth for fear what they'll think. My heart holding back, third eye stuck in blinks. That works. The weight that I carry of all that I am is stuck in the lines of my soul's scripted plan. I'm going to read that out one more time because I feel like I got caught up a little bit. I choke on my truth for fear what they'll think. My heart holding back, third eye stuck in blinks. The weight that I carry of all that I am is stuck in the lines of my soul's, of my fear scripted plan. There we go. One last time for the people in the back. I choke on my truth for fear what they'll think. My heart holding back, third eye stuck in blinks. The weight that I carry of all that I am is stuck in the lines of fear's scripted plan. I feel like because I don't actually have the sound effects here of the Price is Right, I just keep making Price is Right sounds with my actual voice. Like that was just us spinning the wheel, landing on a dollar, and it going off like dee 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 dee. That was what I was going for there. One more poem, shall we? Really quick before I dive into the last poem, and then we'll read all of them through one last time, we're gonna fade out to one more little break and then finish off our poetry, our problem poetry. So the last problem we're gonna choose is someone wrote it saying, I have a fear of falling in love because I don't wanna get hurt again. So fear of love, of falling. I feel like sometimes if you just like say the problem enough, the poem just blurts itself out. So fear of falling, let's start there. That in itself is already kind of like a line in a poem, but we can fill that in. We can definitely fluff that out a little bit. Fear of falling, fear of falling, fear of falling. I peek over the edge of, what's a good word like that describes love, but it would be like, it needs to be a noun that isn't love. Okay, I'm trying to do one that doesn't rhyme. Like I just want this one to just hit home without needing to like make the words coincide, you know? So I peek over the edge of the height of the last hurt and hear the thrilling cries of souls diving into the undertow. And I want to jump to feel the air lace my hair like your with your fingers, to feel the air lace my hair with your fingertips. Ooh. Oh, fingertips rhymes with lips, but we're trying not to. And I want to jump to feel the air lace my hair with your fingertips. And this one's like building itself as I go, but my feet trip. We're tripping now, but my feet trip on. Okay, so the last poem. The problem was someone that's afraid to fall in love because they don't want to get hurt again. We really stretched this one out. The problem or the challenge with this one was trying not to rhyme because we rhymed in every single other one. So I figured we could just make this one like a longer poem that doesn't rhyme. I don't know. So here's what we got. I peek over the edge of the height of the last hurt. I already don't like that. I peek over the edge of the height from the last of the height. I peek over the edge of the height of my heart. Yeah, let's do that. I peek over the edge of the height of my heart and hear the feeling cries of souls diving in the undertow, and I want to jump to feel the air lace my hair with your fingertips, to wake my heart with a new lover's kiss, to take my heart with a new lover's kiss, but my feet trip on the idea of sinking too deep, for the last one didn't save me. Oh shit. Okay, I'm gonna read that one more time. I peek over the edge of the height of my heart and hear the thrilling cries of souls diving in the undertow, and I want to jump to feel the air lace my hair with your fingertips, to take my heart with a new lover's kiss, but my feet trip on the idea of sinking too deep, for the last one didn't save me. Boom. Roasted, but not actually roasted, because we're not roasting anyone. But there we go. Okay, so we have 10 new beautiful poems. Let's read them all out before we finish up today's podcast. Okay, I won't read you guys out the problems again because I've already read them like a million times. Let's just read each poem. So the first poem was, "My love stretches the distance between you and me. Words that I fear to tell you fill the space in between." Damn. Okay, next one. "I wake from my slumber, my spirit await. The new season stretches, I now chase my fate." Poem number 3. "Each day the dust settles, two sides of the gate. Now I'm filled with choices I do not want to make. Such distance between where to stay or celebrate. My limbs being pulled now, but my love aches both ways." I feel like this whole, all three of those first poems could actually go together. Let's try it. My love stretches the distance between you and me. Words that I fear to tell you fill the space in between. I wake from my slumber, my spirit await. The new season stretches, I now chase my fate. Each day the dust settles, two sides of the gate. Now I'm filled with choices I don't want to make. Such distance between where to stay, celebrate. My limbs being pulled now, but my love aches both ways. That could be three poems or one poem. Poem number 4. "I grip tight to the sight of all that remains. The picture's not pretty, but no picture leaves pain." I feel like we could combine almost all of these aside from the last one because it doesn't rhyme. Poem number 5. "Two seasons fade out with no words from you. How will this play out? So much work to do. The keeper of my heart, the one I can't lose. To stay or to start, moving on without you." Guys, we didn't do too bad, okay? We did not do too bad. Okay, poem number 6. "I'm caught in the in-between of who I want and what I need. Who I'll love and who will bleed. Can't see straight, need to breathe. No right choice if I leave. Tell my heart, take the lead." Poem number 7. "I miss the great show for fear of the race. Won't join in the playing, building shadows to chase." Poem number 8. "Seeded and sprout, old skin I grow out and rise to my making. They scream and they shout, things I'm not about, lost ones in the changing." Poem number 9. "I choke on my truth for fear what they'll think. My heart holding back, third eye stuck in blinks. The weight that I carry of all that I am is stuck in the lines of fear's scripted plan." Shit. Okay, and then the last one. "I peek over the edge of the height of my heart and hear the thrilling cries of souls diving into the undertow. And I want to jump. I want to feel the air lace my hair with your fingertips, to take my heart with a new lover's kiss, but my feet trip on the idea of sinking too deep, for the last one didn't save me." Boom. Thank you guys so much for coming to my first ever episode of Your Problems, My Poems. If you liked this video, let me know. I figured it would be a completely different way to just like sit down and hang out and chat with you guys over caffeinated beverages. But yeah, and just in general, with the theme of poems and poetry in general this week and Dancing with Elephants and all that, I just thought it'd be fun to kind of bring you guys into the poem side of things that are going on in my world. And just be inspired by like some of the things that you guys could write in. So, if you did like this, let me know. If you guys want me to write these out and put them anywhere so you guys can actually like grab them, again, let me know. I'm happy to do that. If you guys want me to do more of these, like your problems turned into poetry videos or anything like this again, just let me know, obviously. And aside from that, I hope you guys enjoyed. Let me know out of the 10, which was your favorite poem. As always, I'm always kind of like, there's a lot of you guys that'll reach out on Insta or post and tag me in. I think it's kind of cool. Instagram has made this new thing now where if someone mentions you in a story, you pop up at the top, like it sits on the top bar of your notifications. So I've been seeing a lot more of you guys now, and a lot of you guys have been, you know, instating me that you're listening to the podcast. So if you do, be sure to let me know which poem was your favorite, all of that good stuff. And aside from that, I hope you guys enjoyed this week's coffee talk, and I'll talk to all of you guys next week. Also, be sure to obviously watch out for Dancing with Elephants. It comes out on December 11th, and I will be letting you guys all know where to grab it, all the links and all that good stuff on all of my normal platforms. Okay, there we go. Now we can wrap this up. Adios, guys. I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.